This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com. They twist and the night away.
Here's a man in evening clothes. All right, we're back. Hollywood Casino Press Box from the all-new 590 The Fan. Chuck Marlowe's here at 12.
Oh, we got a big noon hour, coveted hour. Normally we say that. We don't mean it. Keith Kachuk, nice. Kenny Wallace, Chuck Marlowe.
Wow.
Kenny, Kachuk, and Chuck, all three, what do they have in common? Great athletes, and they were all three at Enterprise Center last night.
They're probably all pretty good drinkers, too.
Ooh, that's
three
good.
Of them.
And they could probably take
Kenny
a couple pieces of pizza down.
Oh, yeah. Kenny's a drinker. Doesn't look like it.
We don't know where Kenny
drinker.
Puts it. We know where Walt puts it, yeah. But I'm just saying. They could probably do some damage.
Chuck had his Southwest Airlines lucky sport coat on last night. When he wears that coat that was technically bought by Southwest Airlines, the Blues are undefeated.
He says they're 3-0 in the coat.
All right, keep wearing it then.
You got to keep wearing it, but if they lose a big game wearing it, I said, you got to burn it. And he's like, no chance. He loves the coat.
It's a good-looking jacket.
He loves the coat. It'll look good at the club.
But now, is that sometimes we make up these things to, hey, I'm 3-0. Like, I used to tell LaRussa, hey, if you do a last shot with me, you know you're 14-1. Okay, I'll show up at 522. You know, I used to tell them to make up these obscure numbers. Okay, I'll do it. Yeah, fine.
Well, I had a tie that was probably 20 years old, and I was just digging around one day, and it's light blue, and I was wearing all these blue ties. I said I wanted one that I haven't worn in a while, and I wore it to game 6 against San Jose, and then they won. And then I wore it to game 2 in New York, and they won. So I said, I got to wear it again. And I wore it Saturday, and they lost. But I wasn't in the building, so I threw the tie away on the air. But then I started thinking.
On the air?
Well, Strick and I were doing a segment on Sunday night, and I said, that's it. This tie is out of here. Because everybody gets kind of weird this time of year. So, for example, should I wear what I had on last night for game 5, Frank?
Well,
it would simplify my packing these days.
You did look like, you know, GQ last night. It was really sharp. So.
I don't have a Southwest purchased coat. I guarantee, doesn't matter how many games it is, Chuck's keeping the coat.
I'm surprised Chuck went to Kohl's. He should have gone to Sam Cavado and really stuck it to him. Of course, he's on the road. He's in San Jose, but the equivalent of Sam Cavado.
Well, they lost his luggage, so it's game 5. He gets there Saturday night. He has nothing. And Sunday morning, he said, I'm going to wait for my luggage for a while. Talks to the people at Southwest, and they told him, all right, just don't go crazy. And I'm like, yeah, you could probably push it a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, just
he bought some shoes.
He should have just said, you don't know, I'm known for my fashion. As he's standing there in flip-flops and a T-shirt. All right, 5 for Frank is brought to you by our friends at Greenville University. More information at greenville.edu.
Time to tee up the hot topics. It's 5 for Frank. Brought to you by Greenville University, a liberal arts institution just 45 miles from St. Louis.
Frank, you are Jimmy O'Brien of Obie Clark's fame. Once this playoff run is over, you're going to put on a gold-plated roof?
Wow.
This place is just printing money. Although, maybe it's the opposite. Maybe everybody that walks in, apparently Craig Berube was there last night, John Hamm was there. Maybe they all assume the drinks are, you know, on the house. I don't know.
I think they're rolling it in right now pretty good. He's absolutely killing it. I also believe he's not going to have just one or two or three. He could have like 6 or 7 Blues players on their Stanley Cup day, if it actually happens, to bring the cup there. You know that Mr. Kachuk is going to orchestrate Robert Thomas bringing the cup there.
He'll just tell him that's how it is.
Hey, kid.
I was getting on the elevator right before the game, and Robert Thomas was going up. And I said, by the way, we asked Big Walt on the radio about your curfew. And he said he can't give you one because he'd have to be home to enforce it. And he said that's very true. All right, number 2, Hoffman is actually Craig Berube in this instance. And it's amazing because I was listening to the Open at 10 o'clock. And I was thinking, that's the great goal by Troy Brower. But I said out loud, what's Hoffman waiting for? When are we going to change the Open? Got all these great clips at this point. And I started thinking, well, maybe he's kind of like Craig Berube when we're like, hey, change the Open. He said, what's the hurry? People wanted Berube to sign a new deal. He's probably like, I'm not in any hurry to sign a deal because things are changing day by day around here.
Yeah, Brian wants to have an economy of
look,
of
for all we
here.
Know, let's just say hypothetically I jumped the gun. And after the second round series against Dallas, I changed the Open and I inserted Patty Maroon's goal that won the series. Who's to say they don't lose to San Jose? that I curse it. Whereas
correct.
Now I'm waiting it out. I'm letting the market come back to me, Martin. I'm John Lozalock. I'm waiting for things to come back to me. And I want a whole cavalcade of options before I make my final decision.
No, so I said you are Craig Berube. You're let's wait till it's all over.
Yeah.
No hurry.
So we probably can't wait on the MLS thing because that's not going to be until August. And it's probably just kind of a, you know, a Garber saying St. Louis has got – it's that's not like thrilling audio.
I know there's a fun – if I want to do one from a different sport, Cardinals, I'm sure I could find a good World Series highlight. I could look for an older one.
I mean, go back a little bit.
Yeah, right.
Stan Musial 3,000th hit or something.
We've had that before.
Oh, what, are you even a Willie McGee homer? And
yes.
Jack Buck's call.
I know there's a great Ozzie. Gus Johnson call, the big Mizzou play when they beat Oklahoma State. Mm. You just get super excited. I'll have to find.
I like
I'll
the Ramer idea, A10, because it's
yes.
really current.
Yeah,
if we need to call
station.
Haas over at 101, we could say, hey, would you mind if we do this?
Yeah,
I don't think
that's a good one. I know I have that stored away somewhere.
I think there's a wet blanket open. Didn't you do that? Was it April Fool's?
My idea was for April Fool's, I would do...
like the fifth down.
Fifth down. Oh, okay. It would be Stan Kroenke saying, hello, Frank, how are you today? I would put in like all the worst possible highlights in that open.
All right, number three. I think it's number three. Slew Simano and Mizzou Simano have to move over. Angry Blues fans, may I introduce Bruin Simano. Whenever he has a Boston stat that is favorable, he said he gets hammered on. Somebody's mad on Twitter. Folks, we'll just call it Frank being Bruin Simano.
Yeah, that's good. the story, I think I just mentioned it earlier, but that I mentioned the Tuukka Rask .936 save percentage on the road in the postseason. And then some lady within 45 seconds emailed me and said, why don't you just go work for NBC Sports Network, you Bruin. Just, wow.
It's funny because we covered the Joe Buck golf tournament yesterday, and he was talking off air about, you know, the Blues and the excitement. And he said, I don't get why people are crushing Pierre McGuire. He said, the guy seems to have great energy. He's excited. I said, I know. It's unbelievable. I said, we even brought it up to Kenny Albert. And he got fired up about it. I'm sure, too, if you're an announcer that does national work, and he said it with the morning after, Joe was like, you hear it all the time. But Pierre does seem to be just, whoever he's with looks like the favorite person he's ever talked to.
Exactly. Oh, I mean, when you see him when he comes out of the, off the bench and we're waiting to go into the locker room, he'll give you a hug like we're long-lost friends. It's unbelievable.
Pierre went out of his way a couple times last night to really give credit to the crowd for the noise level at the Enterprise Center.
That's cool.
I got to say, in Boston, they had Robert Kraft, who's hugely popular there in spite of all the, you know, stuff that went on. And they'd show him and people would go crazy. And then they had Belichick the one night. That was exciting. But nothing has compared to what, I mean, John Hamm is a diehard fan. He's not just rolling in for the game. And they just have a new wrinkle all the time. Nelly last night being there, and he had the mic in the crowd.
Jenna Fisher, Chris Long, even Richard Petty. I mean,
Richard Petty, that noted Blues fan.
Yeah,
Richard.
He's in the Worldwide Technology Box. He and Dave Stewart are involved in the same charity, so he brought him in.
Scott Bakula, Kirkwood's own.
Is that where he went, Scott Bakula?
I believe
Kirkwood?
He went to Kirkwood.
Okay.
He was in the crowd last night. It just seems like they've got a new wrinkle. I know we've seen the Grant Fuhr clip before, but the energy in the building. I felt like at TD Garden, that most of what they do, as opposed to the Blues, have a lot of little video clips and vignettes and little games they play. They mostly just show crowd shots. Didn't you think that it's like their Jumbotron, they just play some music and just show people on the jumbo board every once in a while? And I'm like, yeah, it's okay. But there's nothing that matched that energy last night.
The great actress, Annie Wershing, she and I were tweeting at each other. She was watching the game. So.
Kathleen Madigan, the noted comedian,
really?
She was at the game last night. So in between... And I don't know that it's on NBC, but just on the Jumbotron, they'd put up, there's Scott Bakula, and it would put, you know, Golden Globe winning actor, and he waves, and they're like, Kathleen Madigan, she's waving. It was, and Yachty and Waino was early.
Yeah.
That was a really early shot.
Now, this is what I was told, that they, you know, these boxes, they give them probably boxes during a regular season, but it was like 3,000 a player to get in that box last night. So look at the players, too. You had Goldschmidt, you had Waino, you had Carpenter, and you have Yachty. Four
you didn't
guys
see any young guys.
Yeah. You didn't see Jairo Munoz.
I didn't see Brevia in the background.
No.
Let's just say you're
Yachty. No.
Let's say you're Yachty or Molina. Let's just say the Blues win on Thursday. You're on the DL, or the IL, rather. You're not playing for a couple weeks. You really need to be in Chicago on Sunday night, or do you want to be in St. Louis watching Game 6?
And is that an ESPN game Sunday?
Yeah, Sunday night.
Oh.
Really? Well, it's in Chicago.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, hey, guys, I got some rehab back at Busch Stadium. I'm going to hang back a little bit on Sunday.
Everybody had the exact same reaction last Friday when he went on the aisle, like, ooh, Blues are in town. He's on the...
Yeah.
And everybody said, well, what about during the rain delay? He should have just left. And I said, are we sure he didn't? Did anybody confirm his whereabouts? It was great. All right, number four. People love Brett Hull, not just because of the goals, but because he does seem like one of us. So when he's caught flipping the bird, apparently it was directed at the Boston bench, doesn't he seem a little more like your average Blues fan who might flip the bird? And even though he's a multimillion-dollar retired player, every once in a while he might have a few beers extra. He just seems like one of us.
Yeah. He came into the building, I think, in a really, really good mood.
Yeah. No, I think that's a great description. And he probably left the building in a really good mood.
Yeah.
He was fired up. But I'm telling you, that shot of him, I sent it to so many friends of mine around the country.
The finger? Today,
him giving the finger. I said, ladies and gentlemen, the greatest St. Louis Blue ever. And everybody I knew said, that is awesome.
Did you hear what he said, too, that in Game 3 on Saturday, that he was actually telling Yachty to shoot the puck, motioning with his hand.
Vlad.
Shoot the puck. I mean, yeah, Vladdy, not Yachty.
Shoot the puck. But that makes him even more like us Hoosier fans that like to yell, shoot the puck. Which, by the way, the second goal in the first period, Petrangelo's carrying the puck in. And in the press box, sitting next to Zach Chun, I said, God, just shoot it. Just shoot it. Well, he waited, did a little toe drag to the left, then shot it. Rebound went right to Tarasenko and scored. And I said, okay, maybe the captain knows what he's doing. Maybe that was a better move than just shooting it. All right, number five, Doug Armstrong's trades may be among the best trades this city has ever seen. Braden Schenn, you gave up Laterra, had to part company with. Now, you may have given him a bad
deal. Are you saying that's a good move?
So even though it cost
that's
you.
That's a wash right now. I don't think there's anybody.
Is he in jail for running dope?
He was involved in a ring. I know that. He got caught up in some drug smuggling ring.
He lived right next to Belle Reve, and a friend of mine lives in the neighborhood, and he had a really attractive wife. And my friend's kids were like 14 or 15 who don't play baseball. Anytime she would go sunbathing, they'd go out there and play catch.
Oh, God.
That's when you get a trampoline.
And they didn't even have a ball. They were just holding gloves.
Just motioning.
But it was,
so I think that's a... Okay. Maybe we'll give the slight edge.
You got Braden Schenn, who was an all-star last year, who's clearly a skilled player.
Yeah.
You gave up Laterra, first-round pick, and a conditional. So you've given up 17 and 18 first-round picks. You do that again. And then O'Reilly. You gave up Tage Thompson, who I think, didn't he take a shot on the way out like they didn't use him the right way?
Yes. And I think he finished the season in their AHL system.
Well, so Buffalo didn't use him the right way either. He's just got a couple more teams to find the right way.
And
careful
nobody...
when you're talking about the next guy. Strick just had him on last week.
Sobotka?
Well, no, Sobotka, you packaged up. The luster had worn off,
to be
right?
There. Yeah,
we kind of fell in love with him too soon, and so did Armin. It's like, and this is what the great GMs do. They package a guy who's not really good anymore, and we all kind of know it, and they just kind of ship him out all as one piece. Like, wait a minute, you unloaded Laterra one summer and then Sobotka the next? And then Berglund, part of the deal. I was thinking about him last week, just what are you thinking? A guy who was so depressed because he had, not just that he's in Buffalo, I think he was really happy in St. Louis, and he ends up out of the game because he wanted to.
And that was one because his agent didn't sign
correct.
A waiver in time. So for a brief moment, he didn't have a no-trade clause. And Buffalo would have been the select teams he could have picked to not be traded
correct.
To.
Correct.
Yeah. And just think, if
and
he
And Strick asked him about the agent. He said, I don't really want to get into all that. I'm like, oh.
Ooh, that hurts.
Just think, if he were on this team right now.
We wouldn't be in the, I mean.
Yeah, I mean, you want him instead of Barbashev?
Yeah,
no way.
I guess.
You want him instead of Sundqvist? No way.
No, God bless him, and I may have texted a sarcastic text to Strick during the interview, and he said, hey, be nice. But I'm happy for Patrick Berglund. He sounds like he's doing much better, enjoying his life in Sweden. Super nice kid. All the best. What a trade.
Now, with Sundqvist, he was an addition, not
the Ryan
trade,
Reeves deal. He was in the Ryan Reeves deal.
He is a...
And everybody thought at the time, you can't give up Ryan. He has such a leadership toughness element.
We probably said that on the air.
He's a top six forward in the making. I mean, it really is.
He's a beast out there.
Oh, he's a stud. The first period and a half, he was all over the ice.
Plus the signings. Pat Maroon, who authored maybe the second most important goal in Blues history, and of course Ryan O'Reilly.
That's unbelievable. The some of the money, some of the deals they've done.
Jake Allen was a bad one, but I think at the time you had no option to give him four and a half. I mean, you really didn't have that secondary option if you weren't going to pay Elliott. So, I mean, that one you can chalk up. You had no other option there for a number one goal.
I was just thinking last night, you got O'Reilly and you got Shen, and how did you get him? Well, you had to package Sobotka. You had to package Letera. I'm like, God, that's criminal is what it is.
And quietly, sixth in scoring for the Blues this postseason. Bozak has 12 points. He was a free agent signing.
Wearing number 21.
Yeah.
You didn't hear me complain when they gave away Berglund's number, did you?
And that was one you were okay with.
Is accurate that O'Reilly is now tied with Schwartz?
Yes. 18.
Because of all
isn't that
the
unbelievable?
Assists?
Because we spent the first 2 weeks of the postseason. Boy, Ryan O'Reilly looks like he's hurt. Ryan O'Reilly looks like he's tired. And now here we are. The guy's tied for the most.
Schwartz hasn't scored since his hat trick now.
Yeah.
He needs to get going.
I think he's due. I like to play the due card.
Due factor for Thursday.
I like to play the due card.
I thought Stu Grimson made an interesting point on NHL Network this morning when he said that it's like the Blues have like taken turns. You know, now Schwartz is going through his funk, but O'Reilly's getting hot. And then Tarasenko, there was a stretch, and then he got hot. You know, it's just they've taken turns.
Stu Grimson is the most unlikely. Like later in life, he's kind of a pretty boy, though. Like, dresses real fancy. He's got the white teeth. Our guy, Ed Goltermann, would rip him apart. He looks very GQ, and you thought of him as a goon in the past.
He went to law school. He became a born again Christian. He's talked about, you know, there's too much of the fighting going on. And this is a guy that had some unbelievable fights with Bob Probert and Kelly Chase and many others.
He hosted the Darren Pang roast last summer. And I may have said some really rude things to him because I could get away with it in that setting. And then there's a picture of me, Twister, and Stu after the event.
Three enforcers.
And I texted Kerber and I said, the three of us are going to go out and kick some ass tonight. And he said, I don't think you'll need to do much work. But then I texted Stu Grimms. I had never met him until that night. And I did kind of do some material mocking him, especially the fact that he became a lawyer. And I said, hey, it was great to see you. You know, sorry about the jokes. If I'm never in Nashville, I'll look you up. And he wrote back, as an enforcer would, he said, the next time I see you is the last time you'll be seen.
Wow.
And I said, that is the greatest line since Taken.
That's good.
All right, that's 15 for Frank, brought to you by Greenville University, greenville.edu, for more information.
All right. Brian, in terms of business, what do we have left?
Well, Frank, mark your calendars now. Because on July 25th, Thursday, the next TMA Live will be taking place at Hot Shots in Dorset, brought to you by Bud Light. Great giveaways as well as food and drink specials. Plaza, you look psyched.
I didn't know.
Hot Shots in Dorset, located at 12664 Dorset Road. TMA Live, brought to you by Bud Light. That's Thursday, July 25th.
And Zach Thompson, we apologize. We'll break down your potential on another day. The Cardinals did draft a left-hander out of Kentucky yesterday.
No, because they couldn't sign Harper or Kimbrel or Keuchel Martin because they had to keep that first-round pick. Don't want to lose it so you can use it
on
a college pitcher who's dealt with both elbow and shoulder issues.
That boat's unbelievable.
Waited till Will left the studio before we got that.
He had high school shoulder problems.
I'm with him.
I got to be honest. I hadn't really even looked into it that much.
I was looking into it this morning.
I did not know that either, Brian.
Good for you.
All I did was read Randy's really positive. Randy
Flores.
Yeah, Randy.
His review or whatever.
Yeah,
okay.
Just gave this scouting report. You know, look at this guy's future and what he's done and how he's looked inside his heart, and then Brian gives us that. Couple of nuggets there.
Yeah, you know.
But he's a great guy.
Yeah. Great guy.
Wish him the best.
He's my guy.
Wish him the best. He's my guy. All right, we got Keith Kachuk at 12:15, Kenny Wallace at 12:30, Charlie Marlowe in his sport coat right out of the gate. Midday Grind is next.